This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am encouraging you not to be selfish with God's gifts. Recently, we talked about injustice on a large scale. Today, I am talking about when it hits closer to home. In other words, when unfair treatment feels up close and personal. When I turn to the scriptures, this is exactly what happened among David's men. So David was preparing for a significant battle with the Amalekites. He gathered several hundred men to enter the battle with him. But 200 men asked to stay behind because they were too tired to enter another battle. Now, after reaching the battlefield, David and his men fought a fearsome fight. And they were not only victorious, but they recovered everything the Amalekites had stolen from them. But when David and his men returned, David wanted the men who went into battle with him to share what they had gained from the Amalekites with the 200 men who stayed behind. But the men who went into battle thought what David was asking them to do was very unfair. But David told them not to be selfish with what the Lord gave them. He explained that God had kept them safe and helped them defeat the enemy, so they needed to share and share alike. So are you grappling with a situation that seems unfair? You may be trying your hardest to do what's right, but deep down it feels unjust. If so, hold on to these words. Blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial, for when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life. James 1:12. Share today's message and watch Be Moments every Wednesday on the Bruce the Blessings YouTube channel. So today, share God's gifts. He's watching.